we are back and the world didn't end.
Nope, not at all, but it wasn't a vacation.
I mean, for some people it was.
Yeah, some people. Some people got this really nice, long, like, I get to stay at home and still get paid, but not us. Not us at all.
You don't even have a job.
Well, I have many jobs. I am now homeschool teacher. Hopefully not for long, but...
How? School's out.
Well, you know, I still had to do this all through the spring and still have to work during the summer. And now they're doing even vacation Bible school online. So I'm still a teacher.
For how many hours a day?
I have kids 24 hours a day. Thank you.
It don't count.
Does count.
It's not a job.
It's a job.
No.
It's a job times three.
You can do my job.
Yeah, I'd love to. That'd be like a vacation. Put my feet on the desk.
I don't put my feet on the desk.
Facebook all day.
I do not Facebook all day.
Shop all day.
I do some of that.
Get food delivered to me.
I do use Grubhub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I could do your job.
That's because, you know why? Wait. You know why I get Grubhub? Because I can't leave the office most of the time. Because I'm usually too busy.
Yeah. So let's pay, you know, $26 for that.
If I drop...
McDonald's meal.
Have you got McDonald's? Don't go do better than McDonald's. I mean, you look at it this way. By the time I leave, forget about what I'm working on. Go wherever I'm going to go. I'm still going to spend 10 or 11 bucks for lunch. A few bucks more plus a tip that you haven't brought to me.
You have a kitchen at your office?
It's not a kitchen. It's a friggin' microwave.
It's a refrigerator and a microwave. That's what you need to take your lunch.
I don't know when the last time that thing was clean.
You don't know when the last time ours was clean.
You know what you're supposed to be doing?
I'm a teacher.
No, you're not. Oh, Lord have mercy. So that's pretty much where we've been, kids.
Yes. I became a teacher. Ryan is deemed very essential.
I moved into management, y'all.
Very essential.
I mean, I could technically do my job from home.
And I don't get a break from my kids. I couldn't even take them to the park until recently. I'm so glad we have land and a pool.
I thought you're supposed to keep animals on a leash at the park.
I do. Put Livy in her stroller.
So, we have a flight of beers. You know, we did this on another podcast. That episode hadn't come out yet.
Yes.
So, anybody you want to throw under the bus for that?
Yes, what is his title?
Mr. Producer Man?
Yeah, Mr. Producer Man is going to backfire at us and say he's deemed the most essential. But you know what? He has a lot of downtime. He could have got this ball rolling.
He did buy a house. It's one episode, Jesse. One episode.
He has one kid, too. I have three. Get some stuff going.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're still technically newlyweds, and they got the new baby. He's going to be listening to us going, them assholes.
He's got enough on his plate with, you know, the whole riots and stuff. Having to work every riot.
Yeah, no, yeah, I always...
Every protest.
I get messages, hey, by the way, we're going downtown, which is code of, yeah, there's going to be a protest and this is going to stink.
Thank God for essential workers.
Let's see. I'm just going to randomly reach in this box and pull one out. Ready? Close your eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Looks like a Robertson?
No, I think it's a me.
I think it's a Robertson.
This is Sweetwater. I love Sweetwater Brewery. I think they're out of Athens.
No, it's not a Robertson. They're in Louisiana. They're not going to do anything for Athens.
They're either out of Atlanta or out of Athens. Anyway, Sweetwater Guide Beer. A A lager for our great outdoors.
What kind of fish is that?
It's a trout. Ooh.
It's fizzy, fizzy, fizzy.
Very fizzy. Where's your cup? You got excited because it was fizzy?
Yeah. Why is it fizzy?
I dropped it. It's very light looking. I mean, it's a lager.
I got all the fizz. Smells good.
Tastes good. Real light.
Yeah, it's really light.
Be good on a hot day. That's a pizza beer. That's good.
It's good. It's not very sweet. Like, some beers can be sweet, you know?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, most Sweetwater's known for their IPAs, so.
But this isn't very IPA. It's not. It's
no,
a lager.
This is a lager.
It's kind of,
It reminds me. That's like
dry, though.
It's like a Budweiser with balls.
It's kind of dry, like a dry wine.
Yeah, there is a bite there. Definitely hops. Good hops.
But it's...
Kind of like a blonde.
It's really light. It's dry, but it's light. So you can pound these down.
Yeah, but I mean, it's real beer. It's not...
Oh, yeah. You can pound these down and get drunk. What's the...
It's only 4%.
Oh, 4%.
Which isn't bad.
I could get drunk.
Be hurt. Yeah, I could put a hurting on these. Good job, Sweetwater.
So who's the guy? We want to know who the guy is.
There's different ones. Like, it's the same beer and there's different cans.
Looks like your brother.
Looks like my. I don't have a brother.
Go ask your dad. Because he looks like your brother.
11%
of, and it's Athens, North Georgia.
Yeah, 11.
That's homebound. It might be a cousin.
I think it's Atlanta.
Yeah, that could be a cousin.
Okay,
Atlanta.
Captain John McCluskey,
in Atlanta.
Chattahoochee River, Atlanta.
Oh, yeah,
I'm reading
that on the back too.
He's got a Twitter.
McCluskey.
He's got Captain a Twitter at DryFlyJohn.
Okay, I'm gonna ask him.
Or maybe that's Instagram.
I don't know. I'm going to ask him if he's related to the Robertsons, though, because he's either a Robertson or he's your people.
Inspired by Captain John McCluskey swinging for big browns on the Hooch in Atlanta. It's brown trout.
I like rainbow trout.
That was random.
I think that's what I had. Wanted rainbow trout?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Rainbows are good. I've seen some big rainbows up there.
Long, long time ago, you could go to Shoney's and they had a buffet and they had a seafood night and they had trout. And that's the only time I've ever had it. It was so good. Now Shoney's is horrible. Hope someone from Shoney's is listening.
I didn't even know there was still a Shoney's around.
Oh, in Alabama. That's where everything is that used to be.
Alabama?
In Alabama. They're getting some new stuff, though, but yeah, all the old stuff, you can go there. What's the other place we go?
What?
The steak place.
Is it Quincy's?
No. The Western Sizzler?
Western Sizzler.
There's one of those in Alabama. Actually, I'm ready to go back to Alabama because I have a list of places to try, and I haven't had Jack's in 4 years.
Jack's, Milo's.
Yeah, I'm going to Milo's too. And, oh, and there's a Milo's, they better still be out, Milo's Sweet Tea Slushies at gas stations. Mm-hmm.
You've been watching a whole lot of this Southern thing, haven't you?
So it's about time to go back to Alabama. We gotta do that soon. If you know, the COVID doesn't get us.
Well, you keep looking away from the microphone. I'll be watching your peaks and you're doing good, and all of a sudden you'll turn away and go, if the COVID doesn't get
us. It's going to get worse the more beer I drink, so whatever.
We got 5 more. Plus, there's a bottle of nice imported French rosé.
Yes, and it's in a pretty bottle.
Did I do good?
Yeah, because I can save the bottle for decoration. Now I'm going to make him redo my bathroom into a French motif to go around this bottle that he picked out so kindly for me.
That bottle's going to find its way in the trash.
I'll buy another. We're redoing a bathroom.
You need to go to Pound Town on that.
I'm trying, trying, trying.
Ziggy Zaggy, Ziggy Zaggy, oi, oi, oi. Alright, since you pounded it, how does it pound?
Pretty good. Gives more of an afterbite. Really? I don't want to pound it, because then I'll burp, and one of our daughters told me when I burped earlier that it smelled like a cow.
Does he even stutter? Mm-mm. I mean, it was just straight out.
I burped, and I was like, excuse me. See, now you smell like a cow. I said, excuse me, and she goes, Mommy, you smell like a cow. That's exactly what I'm going to smell like as a cow. Terrapin. Watermelon.
Goose.
Yeah, goose.
Goose is kind of a sour beer. Mm. Tart and refreshing with Argos is sure to blow any picnic out of the water. Melon. Traditional German style beer brewed with sea salt and coriander.
Sea salt. Watermelon.
Okay, maybe it isn't a sour.
Watermelon, you know, you put salt on it. Some people do. You know what? I actually don't like watermelon.
That smells good.
A little bit. Our daughters love watermelon. To me, it just tastes like water, so I'll just drink water.
Why you gotta be so snarky?
My middle name is Karen.
Is it? No.
No. It should have been.
Should have been. You will ask for a manager in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. I did today. He charged me full price for a clearance item. I looked on my ticket. I had to go over to the manager and be like, I only bought this because it was on clearance.
You're the worst kind of person.
I said, thank you. I said, thank you so much for giving me the money back. It was $5.
Okay, yeah, I'd bitch about $5.
$5?
$5 is $5.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Woo!
I kind of like it.
Woo! Woo! That is sour.
This is Terrapin out of Athens.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going back for another taste.
It's like sour watermelon candy. Our baby tries to say things are sour, and she goes, it's sour. It's sour. Either something is sweet or it's sour.
I kind of like this.
It's not one I could drink a bunch of, but it's a good, like, how did they stamp that can sideways?
I don't know.
It's like stamped on the curve.
That'd be a rubber stamp. It is. What's the horsepower on this thing? Doesn't say. Doesn't have the horsepower.
Oh, it says tart and refreshing.
Oh, this is 4.5.
You keep turning. Oh, a traditional German-style beer brewed with sea salt and coriander.
I've already went over that.
Well, I was reading the other part and you turned it. Oh. We don't get that close because I think I'm about ready for bifocals. Tart and refreshing, our ghost is sure to blow any... Oh, you already read that too.
Yeah. Where you been?
Oh.
You here? Your green tea kicking in?
Yeah. So I have new medicine. Or, not really medicine, it's herbal. What is this?
Taking
thing?
The herb.
Some kind of herbal stuff for all of my issues. And it has green tea in it to help give me energy. But I didn't think about that when I was trying to decide when I should take it once a day, whether it was morning or night. And so I said, well, let's do it at night so that I can just sleep and it can get in my body. I didn't think about it having green tea. Now I'm wide awake.
That was scary. Like the look on your face when you said
maybe
that.
I can take this at night and then I can get stuff done while kids are sleeping.
Well, I'm asleep too.
Yeah, except there's Panda and she'll follow me around.
They don't know about Panda.
No, Panda's new. Panda's a new baby. She's the smallest baby in her mind.
Yeah, she's like Nina size in her mind.
She thinks she is a tiny little thing. She is 70-something pounds, though. And she follows you around the house. And all of a sudden, this house feels like a tiny little camper. Because there's a 70-something pound dog that follows you everywhere you go and you trip over her. Or she just stands there and doesn't move. Or she helps you do things. She tried to answer my phone today with her nose.
I spend most of my time saying, move, Panda. She'll just get right in front of you and turn sideways and stare at you.
She had a stuffed animal chase from Paw Patrol in her mouth earlier. And I just stared at her. And I'm like, if the wrong person saw you with that, you would be so dead.
I can't believe you're wide awake. I'm about to die.
Yeah, I'm wide awake right now.
Giggity.
This would be good if you made gummies.
Beer gummies?
Yeah. Make some kind of like homemade gummy things.
You know how many you'd have to eat to get drunk?
It's not about getting drunk. Oh, it's just so tart. I can't do this.
Found it. Go to Pound Town.
Ew.
Ooh, it is hard to pound.
I mean, I love sour stuff like sour candy. And
now, if this was on tap, if this is on tap and I was just going to sip a beer, talking to some friends, and they're like, hey, I got these, I'd drink it. I mean, I'm okay with that. But like in this type of setting where we're trying to just get it down as we move to the next one, it's not a turn up. Now, that guide beer, oh man, I could pound them all night.
This is one of those you get one can, split it amongst friends, and then move on to something easier.
Or split it with somebody you don't like. Which, I don't know, it's a good beer. I could see a lot of people liking it. I could see it being somebody's first introduction to beer.
What kind of beers? Oh.
It's Terrapin, not Athens.
No, I meant like lager or something, but you said it's a ghost. And I've never heard of that.
Well, I thought a ghost was a sour, but it's not. It's a German beer. So I'm not huge on. I don't know. I'm not an expert. I just like beer.
Well, you know what? I'm slap full of German ancestry, and I don't like anything German. So there you go.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Brats.
But I'm very picky about my brats.
You don't like traditional brats.
I don't like gray brats.
Schnitzel. You love schnitzel.
Okay, yeah, I had schnitzel once.
Pretzels.
Yeah. I don't like the mustard stuff that comes with it. I need them with cheese.
Root vegetables like potatoes?
That's not German.
Sure it is. I guarantee you somebody had potato pancakes right now, you'd be like, ooh. Eh?
Eh. Potato pancakes. That's something you don't say to someone who's trying to do low carb. Potato pancakes.
You want potato pancakes?
I don't know. It sounds interesting now.
With Wiener Schnitzel?
Yeah.
Or what was the schnitzel you had?
Pork.
Yeah, it had a name. It was like a pork cutlet.
I don't know. That's not what it was called.
I don't know. Isn't Wiener Schnitzel veal?
I don't know. I don't know about anything German. Ask me about your frog people. I know all about them.
Because your people invaded my people. Except for the time that my other people invaded your people.
See, I don't know. You've done your DNA. I haven't done my DNA.
I'm part meatball, y'all.
I could be who knows what. Well, South African.
Well, see, I had my family.
Canadian.
Canadian. God damn it. That's not a thing.
I'm Indian.
No, you're not.
Native American. Uh-huh. That's what my...
Listen.
My grandma told me, and
I had been told that my whole life, too.
And I look just like a Native American. Exactly.
With your blonde hair.
blonde hair, blue eyes. But this tan, y'all. This tan, y'all, is rocking.
You know your great grandma, she was half. There's none. Zero. Zilch in my DNA. I can trace all of my family lineage all the way back for, what, almost 1,000 years?
I don't remember what year it was, but it was some king. I tracked you back to a king.
I've gone all the way back to 1066. Yeah, it was Norman around invasion.
There. It was around there.
Yeah.
Like 10, 11, something like that.
And to a cleric, not a cleric, but a adjutant to William the Conqueror. During the Norman invasion of England. So, and there's not one remotely Native American person.
So far, what I've tracked my lineage back, almost everybody's English, which is weird because everybody's always told me, oh, you're German, all the way around. You're German.
You know, I would bet, like, I've got a bunch of friends on my Facebook that are always like, always posting Native American stuff because they're like, you know, I'm part Native American. And I guarantee you, if I always want to be like, I will pay for your DNA. I want to see. And I guarantee you they're Italian or something.
Be like that one commercial, you see the guy was like, supposed to be Irish, and for years they celebrated their Irish.
Yeah, he ended up being Scottish. Swapped at birth?
No. No. He just did his DNA and found out they were Scottish and not Irish.
Well, that's like my family.
They got it mixed up somewhere.
I knew my family was French, and I knew there were some English and some Irish in there. But I wouldn't, and apparently, there's a good section of Scandinavian, almost 4% Swede, which makes sense, Vikings in Ireland. So, I don't know if that's where it comes from. All I do know is 70% of my DNA is Irish, English, Welsh, or Scottish.
So Germans and English people, how did they get together? Did one invade the other? Or
no.
Did they just cross some borders?
Well, you got to think that the French and the Germans have mingled.
Some chubby German lady cooked for some skinny English man.
Germany as a whole is a relatively young country. It's only existed since like the 1800s.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but the French.
So gummy bears are not that old?
I mean, it was.
I mean, that's the one thing I like out
no,
of Germany.
I mean, it was something else, but I mean, as far as being Germany.
Hmm.
You had Prussia at one point in time. Anyway, so. Yeah. So, I mean, you gotta think. There's the Norman invasion sent a lot of French and German blood into England.
Okay, I just need to do my DNA. But actually, I'm more concerned about, like, current stuff. Like, I want to do the health ones so I can find out. My mom had breast cancer, and I've had some other family members with breast cancer. So I want to find out if I have that gene. Not sure what I'm going to do with it. If I do, maybe getting these girls cut off. Ooh, next beer is.
No, you're not getting the girls cut off.
I can get fake ones put on.
No.
Well, these already hang down from 3 kids, so.
Oh, don't tell everybody that. All right, anyway, next beer.
Idle Speed. He's putting it so close, but he's got to remember, I'm almost 40, and I think I need bifocals soon. Idle Speed. Salted Lime Lager. Palmetto Brewing Company.
Where's Palmetto?
Charleston.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
Chucktown.
They have one.
Do they still call it Chucktown? I haven't heard that in a while.
They still have one named after that street we're talking about.
UG.
They have a UG street.
UG. For most of y'all, that would be Huger Street.
It's UG here in South Carolina.
It's UG.
Oh, that smells nice.
It's bubbly, too.
That's because you got a straight pour by accident.
You're a horrible bartender.
You're welcome. Try it.
Yeah, not as good as I thought. It has a weird smell.
It has a weird taste.
Yeah.
I was expecting like a bloated land shark or something.
You know, I was thinking something more cerveza. You need a cerveza.
This is more of like a traditional lager and not a light lager.
I don't taste lime. I don't taste salt. Mm-hmm. I had high hopes. High hopes.
Like, it's not horrible, but it's... like, I would drink somebody else's.
Okay, and from an artist's point of view, that would be me. the can is really cool, and it's got, like, somebody in, like, some boat or kayak or canoe or something. It's like a little jaunt boat with the legs sticking out. Everything looks cool, and they put all these details, except for the details like that do not need to be in the legs and the feet. It looks weird.
It's supposed to be like wood grain with knots.
Yeah. I don't want wood grain legs. I mean, I'm not Pinocchio. Oh, no, that was his nose.
It's a beer can.
Oh, no, he was wooden.
He was.
Over. Okay, yeah.
What are you on?
Beer.
It'll be okay. You're still examining this can?
Yeah, because it's a really cool can. It's just those, like, wood grain legs are freaking me out.
What's the horsepower on that? What's the octane? 4.8%. That's the highest one so far. That one was 4, that was 4.5, and this was 4.8.
Hmm. One doesn't taste good.
Nah, it doesn't.
Ah, that's horrible.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to set this to the side. Ugh. I'm going to have to pull a mark with a C on that one.
Yeah, he's a wimp.
He's not a beer drinker.
What does he drink?
I don't know.
Mark, what you drink?
Monsters.
Monsters. I'm going to put him some spiked liquor in his mouth.
This is a blast from the past for you.
Abita. Oh, it's an Abita one.
Yeah.
I like Abita.
This is Purple Haze Raspberry Lager.
Well, I've never had that one. Now, a couple of years ago, Abita came out with that strawberry something. It tasted like fresh hand-picked strawberries. Just a little bit.
Ow. Going to even
and I don't know if I've had this one. Though. Remember, I had
the only thing about doing podcasting in your own bed is if you spill beer, you spill it in your bed.
Don't tell people we're in bed.
We're not naked. Yet.
We're half naked.
Giggity. Cheers.
Mine's bubbly again. You really don't know how to pour.
I'm not a bartender. Gotta hate.
Better.
That's good.
And try it again.
It's a wheat beer. You can definitely tell there's wheat. It's very.
I should have got crackers. You need like a palate cleanser in between.
It's very light and weedy. Well, actually, no, it's not very weedy because some weedy beers can be weedy.
Weedy. My papa. My papa's name was Weedeman, and that's all I think of because my nanny would call him Weedy. And very high-pitched.
Yeah, it was pretty high-pitched. You did.
Very high-pitched. Weedy!
Don't do it again. You used to do that going down the road. You'd scream it like in the vehicle. No. Please stop.
She traumatized me as a child.
With your... What do you call the little snack cakes?
Choco Dills.
Yeah, but
they called them you-can-eat-a pies. You-can-eat-a pies and RC Colas. That's always what I had at my nanny and papa's.
I hear banjo music.
Weedy!
That's gonna be the, that's the name of this episode right there.
I've never ever heard another man named Wiedemann.
The name of this episode would be Beer with Wiedemann. Was he a beer drinker?
Not to my knowledge. He would sit on the front porch with us, and when we had our snack time, he would have a cigar. And so that's why I love the smell of cigars, because it reminds me of my papa. And he would read his newspaper and take the rubber bands off, and we would collect them and put them on all the little hooks of the wrought iron on the porch. We'd have, like, all these rubber bands.
Oh, and there were the... You're talking about the house now?
Yeah.
The house?
Yeah, okay. That same house that my grandmother lives in. My nanny and papa was my great-grandparents. But he probably was a beer drinker.
At some point,
yeah.
Your great-grandma probably was, too.
She dipped snuff. Did you know that?
My grandma dipped snuff.
But this was my nanny.
Actually, no. My grandma dipped... My grandma smoked, and my great-aunt dipped snuff.
Your nanny?
My nanny was a smoker for years. And then she just quit. She just said, I ain't gonna smoke these things anymore, and just threw them away and quit. Never bothered her. I'm like, how do you do that?
Ryan used to smoke. Then he decided to quit and replaced it with McDonald's Oreo McFlurries. How much weight did you gain?
About 50 pounds.
So this, don't do that.
This dog has had it.
It's past her bedtime. She's like all relaxed, you know, teeth out and everything.
Giving you the stink eye.
Ear flopped up on the pillow. Nene, you want some of my beer? I'm not really giving her beer.
No, she's like cutting the light out, guys.
She's like, it's time for bed.
Why you gonna do this here?
Why you do this in my bed?
Miserable.
They're like, don't touch me. No.
No, I could drink a bunch of these.
It's pretty.
Where is a...
Look, it's like kind of pink. But it's supposed to be purple. It says purple haze. It's supposed to be pink. I mean, it's supposed to be purple, but it's pink.
I love the pink.
But it says purple.
They're out of Louisiana.
Louisiana.
They're out of Abita Springs, Louisiana.
I'm going to marry their coach.
Who? Coach O?
Coach O. I don't really want him. I just found out he makes more than our coach, so.
Yeah. Our coach is better.
I mean, second time around, I'm going to marry for money. Not love. Money.
Have a good job.
I'll send you money.
Okay. I'll marry for age.
Age?
Yeah, younger.
Like, older?
No, younger. I'll get a new model. You'll get an older model. With more money. We'll split the money.
Hmm. Okay, you do realize that, like, the kids that just graduated could have been our kids, so...
What am I talking about the kids that just graduated?
You said you want a younger model.
No, I ain't talking about that younger of a model.
Oh. Like, how young you talking?
25.
25?
Yeah.
25?
Yeah.
You don't even know anything at 25.
That's the best part.
Yeah, she's going to take you to the mall and be like, honey, buy me this $200 shirt.
Well, you got to bring that up.
Honey.
Well, you got to bring that up.
I'm just saying. $200 is just $200. It only takes you like 4 days to make this. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't take you. We get a lot quicker than that. I have to edit that out.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why you have to edit that out?
I don't want people to know what I mean.
Oh.
We got family that listens to this. They'll be knocking on the door.
Ryan has a little bit of money, but I spend it. There we go. Solved.
All of it.
All of it.
I like playing with those. I can't help it.
Okay, these things on the mic look like vagina forceps.
What the hell are you on?
I don't know. I told you I took that herbal stuff.
Drinking beer.
Some kind of herbal.
And the herbal. Oh.
Magnolia root.
So.
What did it say?
Oh, I don't know.
Black cohosh and magnolia root and something.
I'm sure some people out there have heard of Dan Cummins, who does the Time Suck podcast. Absolutely hilarious. He did his 200th episode the other day. And he did it on shrooms.
I would like to experience shrooms without taking shrooms.
We got to listen to that episode. It is hilarious. I mean, that subject matter is horrible because he's talking about the bone fields. And
I need someone to really... I need Elon Musk to, like, quit worrying about the moon and to focus on a holodeck.
Mars.
No. Quit. He just sent people to the moon.
He ain't sent nobody to the moon?
He did. His company.
No, they didn't. They
yeah,
went
they
to
did.
The... They sent somebody into space. That's not the moon.
Why they just want to go to space?
Because we haven't been back in something that we built in a long time.
We did not build space.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I mean...
Y'all, I swear she's smarter than this.
Anyway, Elon Musk, I know you're listening. I need you to build a holodeck.
Yes.
Is it holo?
Holodeck. Holodeck.
Hello?
You want a Star Trek-style holodeck.
Yeah. I need to experience things without really experiencing them.
We can go back in time.
I just need you to mentally put it in my mind. Back in time.
Well, you can do that. You can have a holodeck program. We can go to...
I'm going to go back in time.
No. I mean, Myrtle Beach in the early 60s.
Oh, yes. That'd be fun. I only had a bee in the hive.
I just watched that spike. This whole episode, I've been telling her to get closer to the mic, and then all of a sudden, it just spikes off the chart.
100 points. 100 points. 100 billion points, if you can tell me that movie.
Oh, nobody's going to get that. Nobody knows that.
Do you even know that?
Huh?
Do you even know that?
Oh, I do know that.
I only had a bee and a half.
Purple Jesus, purple. You can't be.
I haven't watched that movie in forever.
You
I
can't
watch
be from. We're not going
to
say what it is. I tell you what. If you can guess what it is, I tell you what you do. The first person to tell us who that is, leave a voice comment on anchor.fm. Thank you, anchor.fm, for being a wonderful sponsor of ours. Leave us a voice memo on anchor.fm with the name of that movie. And we will send you a $10 Target card.
I will send you a marriage burrito mask.
Do you have a marriage burrito mask?
No, but I will make you one. I will make you a marriage burrito mask.
There we go. You'll get a $10 gift card to a big box store and a mask. A marriage burrito mask.
He's a Target, and then he goes, a big box store. Like, I ain't going across the river to Target. I'm going to just go to Walmart.
Actually, I think I already have a Target gift card. So that's the deal. If you can guess that movie, and we'll leave it alone. And yeah. So, yeah. So between now and our next episode, if somebody can guess that, yeah. That's what we need to do. We need to sit down and talk about that movie and our state in an episode. Because mm-hmm. It pretty much encompasses our...
Do you know what I did as a homeschool teacher? So they just have refreshing... Is that what... Refreshing, is that the right word?
Well, I mean, in what context?
Like not learning new material.
Refresher material.
Okay, whatever. She just had to do the same stuff she's been doing. And it was just English. Not even English. It was like reading. ELA, that's what it was. English Language Arts. English Language Arts and math. So I'm like... Well, what is she learning for social studies, science, all that stuff? So what do? I get online and print out all this worksheets and stuff for her to learn to do extra work. So she thinks she has all this work to do when really she could have finished her work in like 5 minutes. But I'm making her learn like the We live in South Carolina, so she has to learn every South Carolina state, everything. So this little six-year-old can tell you, like, everything about South Carolina now. We even did science stuff. We did, like, scavenger hunts, a spring scavenger hunt, and learned about bugs and what's that called? Metamorphosis, where they go to different stages and stuff. Yeah, we learned about that.
That's been a long time ago.
And I got to play teacher, and she was uncooperative, and I finally got aggravated, and that's probably why all teachers drink, because they get aggravated because their kids don't want to learn. So the first couple of weeks were really fun. Then they weren't. So, I just want to teach kids that want to learn. I think that's like every teacher. Probably. I just want to teach kids that want to learn. I still can't drink mine.
Found it. Found it.
You can't do it.
Bet I can. Oh.
Yeah, I don't really drink. Uh-oh. How you say that?
You, hey, pour it over the towel.
I don't care if I get a bed wet, I'm gonna sleep on the couch.
I know you will, Heffa.
That's where the big screen is. The big screen in my bedroom, then might stay.
What is it? What street is it?
Yuji
Street, IPA.
Hey, they got people riding bikes. I never seen a
bike. I ain't gonna ride no bike on Yuji Street.
No.
Copy.
So it really
7.2 horsepower.
Whoa. What was Purple Haze?
4 point something.
Nothing.
No, it was on there. I read it.
Nothing.
Let me see it. I think it was 4.7. No, it wasn't.
No, the idle speed was 4.8.
Yeah, it didn't have one.
Purple Haze is nothing.
Yeah, because that one was 4.0, 4.5, 4.8, and 7.2.
Yuji, give me some Yuji.
All right, it's going to be hoppy. It's an IPA.
More, it's fuzzy. Foamy.
It's fuzzy.
It's fuzzy. It's fuzzy. It's growing hairs.
Your beer's fuzzy, baby.
Oh, it's hoppy. I can smell the hoppy.
It's an IPA. Mm.
That dude looks fat. Look at him on the bike. He looks like he needs to be riding.
They both look like they're trying to lose some weight.
They're like...
Is that I-26?
They gotta...
The bridge...
But is there a UG Street in Charleston, too? I think there is. So maybe Charleston.
I didn't know there was a UG Street in Charleston.
I think so. I don't like IPAs.
Oh, that's going to be the worst IPA I've ever had. Oh, my state can't make beer other than RJ Rocker.
I can't drink any more of that.
That's not. I'm going to give it another shot, but that is not a good IPA.
Palmetto Brewing Company, I'm very disappointed in you. That's two beers. And do I like anything they have? Have I had other stuff?
No, I mean, we like all the Georgia beers. Terrapin and Sweetwater. You remember the beer that I had that smelled and tasted just like marijuana?
Because we may live in South Carolina, but we bleed red and black. And our blood.
She said that so serious. She was all up.
Our blood counteracts with this Carolina stuff. Because they've got gamecock in it.
It tastes like lamecock.
Or Clemson. Clemson wouldn't be so bad. Ugh. I don't think I'd have a reaction to Clemson, but gamecock I do.
It's just orange. And Dabo.
Hey, Dabo. Did Dabo make more than... Ojo?
I don't know.
I can't remember. He was up there on the list, too. But it'd be harder to get Dabo because
highest.
He's all Christian. He won't get divorced.
Have you read his lips on the sideline?
No.
Highest paid.
Is it a sin to cuss or not, though?
I don't know.
I know it is a sin to say Jesus' name in vain. The Lord's name in vain. But, like, there's this great controversy on, is it a sin to cuss? Did they say those same words back then?
Yeah. I don't know. All right, where's the list? Lord, how the hell is Purdue's coach in the top 10? Tom Herman, Kirby.
How much is Kirby making?
Gus makes more than Kirby.
$6.8 million. But I'm telling you, $6.8 million in Athens, Georgia is a lot of freaking money.
Look what Texas A&M is paying Jimbo.
Yeah, but look what A&M is pumping out.
Nothing.
A bunch of YouTube stars making a
Not on the football field. And Jim Harbaugh, who's won nothing at Michigan, is making $8 million. Old Ed's making 8.7.
You think he'd get, like, dialect coaching with $8.7 million?
Yeah. Dabo's making 9.3.
He's making, how much do you think he's donating?
I don't know.
He probably donates a lot of that, though. You're supposed to tithe, like, 10%.
I think he tithes 10% of that.
That's like a mil a year. I think he tithes a mil a year. I can't even say that. That's a pretty can.
Charleston 350th anniversary.
Is this Palmetto too?
It's Palmetto. Amber Ale.
All right, Palmetto. You got one more chance.
What's the horsepower on this one? 5.8. It's not a weakling either.
It's pretty. It's like
beautiful can.
Fall looking.
Ooh, good crisp pop. Good smell. It is a good amber color. Kind of like a watered-down Dr. Pepper.
Kind of like your earwax.
It's a good amber. It's got kind of a porter taste.
Not, I don't know what a porter tastes like.
It's a little thicker than what you'd expect an amber to be. Not bad.
That's pretty good. It's kind of sweet.
Yeah. There's a coffee note in there, too. You pick up on that?
No.
Taste it again. There's a little bit of a coffee note.
No.
You still didn't get it? Malty, sweet, and simple.
I can taste the maltiness.
That's just a good, simple lager.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Still nothing like
or
amazing.
Amber, not lager. It's not amazing. If it was somewhere in a cooler, I'd grab it. In a heartbeat. It's drinkable. I mean, I'd be honest with you. If I had a choice between it and Pat's Blue Ribbon, I would probably
PBR,
drink the PBR.
Baby.
Now, if I had a choice between PBR and that guide beer, I would drink everybody's guide beer.
No!
Yeah.
No.
Yeah!
No.
Why not?
PBR is way better. PBR is perfect. It's perfection in a can.
Perfection in a can?
Yes, perfection in a can. Crisp, clean, fizzy. No, I don't want any more.
Oh,
we're out.
We are out.
We're done. No more bears.
I would say.
I don't think you got your money's worth out of this. It's light.
It's $10.
$10. Glad I stood in line to get my $5 back at Walmart.
It was fun. Right. I didn't have too much of a choice. Now, my girl down at the wine and beverage down the street, she's got much better flights at much better prices. But this come from a grocery store.
PBR comes from a grocery store. You know what I like right now, though?
What's that?
My Natter Days.
Those are pretty good, by the way.
Those are so good. It's beer, it's like Natty Light and strawberry lemonade. They're so good. I drink them in the pool all day long.
Oh, so probably the people that listen to us probably won't know what this is. Apparently there's a feud and Papa Kalash is in the middle of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Demo Matt and Kentucky Ballistics are having a feud.
About what?
500 Magnum pistols.
I don't know anything about guns.
But you know those people.
Wrong podcast.
You know those people.
I know those people.
You love Dr. Demo Matt.
Personally, I know those people.
You wish you did. Because then you'd know Matt best.
He's on my to-do list.
I wish I was on your to-do list.
No, you're not really on there. Matt best just...
I know.
But I added Chris Evans.
Oh, fucking Captain America?
Yes,
I know, I'm going to edit the F-bomb out. We're getting explicit rating.
Chris Evans, because, you know, I have all girls. I don't want to watch, like, boy shows. Except for my oldest, all of a sudden wants to watch boy shows because she's not girly at all. So she wanted to watch The Avengers. So I said, if I'm going to watch The Avengers, I'm going to start from the beginning. So I looked it up, and that was apparently Captain America.
Or if you watch it in the order that you're supposed to watch it.
So, said to watch Captain America first. We watched it, and I fell in love with the movie. It was amazing. It was World War II, and it was cool, and he is so handsome. It was great. But then when this little boy, real life, like, stepped in front of his sister when a dog was about to attack her, and he got attacked, and he said that if anyone was going to die, it was going to be him and not his little sister. And the little boy's 6 years old. Made me cry. And then Chris Evans today, like, is all over the internet saying that he's so proud of him and he was very heroic and he's going to give him an official Avengers shield and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, he's on my to-do, I can't even talk. He's on my to-do list now. He's perfect. At least on camera.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at both.
He's shopping. You're always shopping.
Yeah, it's a friend of ours. It's got a boat.
Whoa.
What?
We're buying a boat, people. Maybe. I like that one. Mm-hmm. We don't agree on much. He'll send me pictures and stuff, and I'm like, no. No, you don't need to buy that.
Yeah, our friend Michaela is trying to give us a hookup on a boat. I think we could wrap it up.
Yeah. I'm getting tired now. I guess I need more green tea.
Your ginkgo biloba's wearing off.
It doesn't have ginkgo biloba in it.
What's it got in it?
So I said it has like magnolia root bark.
I saw your lip. You almost said blossom. Magnolia blue root.
Something's a green tea. Black cohosh, that's for this wedding.
Cool hag?
Maybe it's just because, you know, it's summer in the South. Maybe I'm not really, like, hormonal.
What do I think of Shenandoah when you said that?
Hormonal?
No, it's summer in the South.
Oh, summer in the South.
It should be like a Shenandoah song.
Do they sing about hormones?
No. On that note, kids.
Have a beer with Weedy.
Have a beer with Weedy.
We recommend it.
Yeah, and Sweetwater Guide beer. When you're kayaking, out fishing, whatever, yeah, drink those. Ain't we going to the lake tomorrow? Maybe?
No, it's too hot. Okay. It's too hot for the pool today.
I'd rather
buy bags of ice for it.
I'd rather just lay in bed and watch YouTube until it was time to hit the pool, personally. I mean, this is hot.
It's hot.
I mean, we did get kind of a cool day the other day. It went for like 95.
I need, like, we need lots and lots of listeners so we can get lots and lots of money somehow so that I never have to see this place in July or August.
Are we going to go to Canada?
Anywhere cooler.
Iceland.
Not that cold.
No, hey, we can go to my people.
Iceland's not actually cold, is it?
No, I mean, it gets cold as hell.
It's green. Iceland is green and Greenland is ice.
Iceland is green and nice, and Greenland is covered. I can't remember how that rhyme goes.
It was just opposite. Greenland is... I never heard that rhyme.
But Iceland does get cold.
And
go to Meatball Land, where my people's from.
Isn't it like winter in Australia? Maybe we could go there.
It's winter in Australia right now. Yeah, but it's just what part of Australia? If you're on the Gold Coast, it's still hot as balls.
Alaska.
Yeah, I mean, if you're like, what's the name? If you're like near Darwin or somewhere like that, it's still pretty warm.
Alaska. Is it cool?
Alaska right now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like 80 degrees. Oh. 75, 80 degrees.
Maybe.
My buddy John.
Maine. I could eat lobster all summer.
My buddy John posted some pictures of them fishing. He lives in Montana the other day, and they were wearing light jackets.
No, I'm not going to Montana.
Why?
Because the kids we know just moved to Montana, and they are 1 hour from McDonald's.
Where do you think it would be in Alaska?
Oh, my gosh, no. Not that I can't live without McDonald's, but, you know, I can't. Parent without McDonald's. I don't know what they put. They put like kid crack in their food.
Yeah, you want your kids to shut up? Get nuggies.
I want cheap fries.
Lord have mercy. So we're going to start doing this again. Make it a habit.
Trying.
You better not promise. We promised the last time and didn't do it. But a lot of shit happened.
Oh, we're in a pandemic. And we were deemed essential.
You were essential?
Essential. We also had a lot of other stuff going on, too.
I'm essentially essential.
Oh, that one makes my head hurt.
Hey, a couple of months ago, that was like the best pickup line ever, is to walk up to a young lady that was single and go, you know, I'm essential.
I wish I was working. And then I could have got unemployment and made like 3 times what I would have made. And then when now unemployment's running out this month,
stimulate my bank account.
I'm not going back to work now because you know you were paying me 3 times my salary, so now I quit.
Yeah, I can't wait to see all those people when that extra $600 that was added to their unemployment runs out.
They were paying people that probably made $250 a week working at some little restaurant or something, some little store. The same kind of thing I did, you know, fresh out of high school or in high school. And they were giving them an extra $600. Some people were making like $900. $900. Imagine if you were like 19, fresh out of school, and somebody started giving you $900.
I mean, I have worked in a trade over 20 years, almost 25 years. And I am just now moved into a salaried position making what I make, and I could easily live with our lifestyle on that. Like what they were making on unemployment. It's nuts.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. I think the government messed up on that one.
That's why I'm voting Joe Jorgensen in November. Mama Joe is going to save us all.
And they're going to tell us if there's aliens in Roswell.
Roswell. Area 51.
I thought that was Roswell.
I don't know. Look at that.
Where's Area 51?
It's in New Mexico.
Anyway, doesn't matter where aliens are. I just need to know if they're there. I might vote for her just for that because they will tell us about aliens. Watch them be some like tiny little creatures. Like the little guy from the Flintstones. What was his name? Marvin. Was it Marvin? No.
Yeah, Marvin Martian was Looney Tunes.
That was another. What was his name? Oh, no. What was his name?
Oh, no. We got to look it up. Keep talking.
The little green guy, and he would, like, sit on your shoulder. He was tiny. Or it could be, like, Howard the Duck. Howard the Duck is the best alien ever.
Oh, yeah.
And I just...
The Great Gazoo.
Yes, the Great Gazoo. I tried to let the kids watch Flintstones, and they were so excited because I, you know, spoke so highly of it. They hated the Flintstones.
I love the Flintstones.
I do too. Flintstones and Jetsons. Went from like one extreme to the other. Past and future. Loved them both. My kids don't like them because it doesn't teach them anything. Apparently now kids have to be taught. Brain stimulated.
Our kids are kind of odd though.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have normal kids.
No. We got little seriously smart kids.
Seriously smart ass kids.
Yeah, well, that comes with the territory. Look at you.
Look at you.
Attitudes, attitudes.
On that note, kids, we're going to call it an evening.
Okay, good night.
That was quick.
Or good morning.
And we want to.
Whenever you listen.
We got to thank our sponsor. You can't do that. You can't huff before you thank our sponsor. Because they make this whole shit wagon go around.
Thank you, Anchor.
Anchor.fm, the easiest way to make a podcast. We thank you. We love you. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.
We'll take new sponsors, too. Anyone would like to, you know.
Yeah. Free beer.
Free tacos. Burritos.
A distillery. Yeah, we'd love to have a distillery. Taco truck. We'll sponsor you. Taco truck. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Taco truck, yes.
Free tacos.
Like deliver to our house.
Just have a taco truck set up out front.
Yeah, we got room. Hey, you need to park your taco truck? We'll let you park it here.
That's right. For free tacos.
Free tacos.
And we'll give you a shout out on the podcast. Thank y'all for listening. We'll see you next time.